welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. We're back once again with another episode of Farm Chatter. This is the official podcast, not the unofficial, the random,
not fake.
This is the for real podcast of Five Feline Farm. And today we have a new family member to introduce to you.
In the studio today, we have 7-week-old Miss Honeybee.
She is a orange and white tabby. And she is about the cutest thing on four paws you ever saw.
She's adorable.
She is absolutely adorable. And this is a cat that we have looked for even well before she was born.
Right. Yeah. My very first cat was an orange tabby, and I don't know, she was just really such a good kitty. And, I think she's going to talk. Can you talk, Honeybee? She's at the mic right now, and she's pawing the mic. She has kind of a soft voice. So.
Is there anything you'd like to say, Honeybee?
Oh, she's a little shy. So.
So you've wanted an orange kitten for a long time.
I have, but I know we didn't need any more cats. And I kind of thought, okay, I wanted a female because we have had male cats, but we have found, and we love our male cats. We had Snowball and Phantom, two of the charter cats from Five Feline Farm. They were twins. And there is a little meow. And I thought, you know, maybe if we want an orange female, that'll be really hard to find. Well, it kind of has been.
It has been. They're actually a little bit rare. Our first kitty cat was an orange female.
She was.
And I didn't realize then that they were rare.
No.
And I truly don't understand the genetics of it, but something about the X and the Y and the dominant and the, I don't know what all, but anyway.
But usually they're male.
They usually are.
And so our, some of our market friends advertised, I don't know, a week ago that they had kittens that they needed to give away. And we have looked at different shelters, just, you know, kind of look, not serious go in, we have to have an orange kitten, but just kind of kept an eye out for an orange kitten. And we love cats of all ages, and we've adopted cats of all ages, but we have not had a little tiny kitten for 32 years.
That's a long time.
Now, we were also a lot younger then.
We were, and we're finding it
takes
a lot of...
Oh, I guess 32 years younger. Okay.
We're finding it takes a lot of energy to raise and monitor a kitten's behavior.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than the older cats have been. But anyway, she needed a home. And she had four brothers that were all the exact same color. Her mom and her dad are the same color.
It was a whole orange family.
Yes, it was.
We came home with a little orange kitten.
We did.
And she is a delight. The older cats are starting to accept her. It's just been a few days now as we're recording this, but she is fitting in. She is learning her way. If you listen closely, you can probably hear her purring in the background. She's going to climb Donna's mic now.
Okay, let's get down, Honeybee. All right, I'm going to put her down.
She'll probably
be right back.
You need to check.
We should have called her Boomerang.
We should have. You need to check out our Facebook page because you will find some just cute overload pictures there.
It's ridiculous. I mean, she really is kind of ridiculous and cute.
She is. The older cats are starting to accept her, it's been a challenge to make sure that they still get plenty of attention and that they understand they still have a place. But everyone's working it out, I think.
They are. And I think that Rooney, who was the last one we adopted, she'll be two.
She will.
This
she
year.
Was just about.
She's about a year and a half now.
Yeah,
I guess.
And she was just under a year when we adopted her. So still a kitten, but a little older than Honeybee.
Seemed really big compared to this little kitty. So the name, I guess we should talk about that. Why would we call a cat Honeybee?
And yet it fits.
It fits perfectly because she's striped and she's orange and we're beekeepers. And we know it's a weird name, but her middle name is Bee. It's not like one word.
Right.
So she mostly gets called Honey.
B-E-E is her middle name.
Yes.
Honey Bee.
But all of our cats have middle names. I know that's kind of crazy.
I think any good cat owner has a middle name for all their cats.
I think so too.
I think dog owners have middle names for their dogs.
I think so too.
And I shouldn't refer to us as owners. We're actually guardians.
Sure.
But we now have this family member that has really completed the household, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. So we have ages from almost 17 to 7 weeks now.
That's quite the span.
Intergenerational.
We are an intergenerational and interspecies household.
Yes, we are.
For a while, we had to be the honorary cats of Five Feline Farm to make it up to five. And now we have four. No, don't get any ideas.
No.
We are managing our cat level with thought and deliberation. So at this time, we will stick with four.
Right.
And we will maintain that number until the time is right. So,
if we could take every cat in the world, we would. But we are not a cat rescue. And a lot of people seem to think that.
That's true. But we do know our limits.
We do. And this is the limit for sure.
It truly is. So we've stopped at four now.
But it's a good number.
It is a good number. And we are happy to have this number. In the midst of welcoming this new family member, we also hosted an event at the farm.
We did. The first one with the Corn Zebo. The Corn Zebo wasn't quite finished.
It was close.
It's finished now.
It is.
Finally.
I've got
a little bit of landscaping to do. But
yes, there's still landscaping.
It has furniture. It has skirting. It has a ramp. We're in pretty good shape.
We are in good shape. So we could absolutely host a few select events. There are a couple of things I want to do to it yet in terms of anchoring and a clear roof. But for all practical purposes, the finish is done. So I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. And we were able to then host a private event for the Brownstown Home Extension.
Uh-huh.
And we had
one of the few home extension groups left.
I think so. But a very nice group of ladies came up and had lunch and a brief tour of the Corn Zebo. We showed the video of how we got the Corn Zebo.
They were laughing.
Oh my gosh.
So hard.
They were. And I still have to get that video up on YouTube soon, very soon. So we showed them that and we talked and shared the Corn Zebo.
And they went to the Merck.
Yes. They
showed them the Merck.
They got to see the Merck and we really had a good time.
We did.
They are, like I said, a lovely bunch of ladies who are interested in what we're doing.
They were so kind
and
encouraging
and
appreciative that we took the time to... They just really had a great time, especially when we were showing them the video of getting the corn crib.
Yeah, it really is a
They
sight.
Kind of felt sorry for us. They kind of thought we were dumb, and they kind of thought we were heroes, I think, all
it
of those things.
All of that in one. Absolutely. All of that in one. And they could you could just see the relaxation come over everyone. And it was a hot day.
It was.
It really was.
And they were all older people.
Yes. But once you're in the Kornzebo, there's a lovely breeze. Mm-hmm. There's shade. And there's just that atmosphere of relaxation. Mm-hmm. So we shared some good conversation in there.
Two or three of them mentioned that when they grew up or when they started their families or they had their own farm, they had a corn crib.
Yes.
So it brought back some great memories. And they were just grinning from ear to ear. People were taking pictures. And so that made us feel really good.
It did. It did. So really great time at that event. They then went to Casey afterwards to see the big things in the small town.
And that's going to be a good trip.
Yes.
If you come to the farm for an event. We have, I don't know if you've heard of it. If you're not from East Central Illinois, you probably have not. But there's Casey, Illinois. And they hold the world record for all kinds of big things.
They do.
And they have some really cool, like the largest wooden coin and the largest pitchfork. And I don't know. There's a lot of them.
There are, 10, 12?
Yeah, probably.
And certified world largest by the Guinness Book of World Records. And Casey is right on Interstate 70.
It's about 9 miles or less from the farm, from here.
It is. And they're also on U.S. 40. So if you're cutting through Illinois on either of those routes, you might want to take a brief stop in Casey, Illinois.
There's a lot of cool stuff there. Neat places to eat.
Yes. The world's largest rocking chair.
Yeah.
Wind chimes.
Golf tee.
Pencil.
Mailbox.
Knitting needles.
There.
I mean,
it is just
ruler.
There is just so much to see. So, and that's just spitting distance from us. So it's a good trip. People come here sometimes and then they head on over to Casey and they have a good place, good bakery there.
They do.
A lot of cool stuff.
So if you're in Casey or stopping there, you'll be able to run up to Five Feline Farm.
That's right.
And at some point in the very near future, we are going to have regular business hours that will be available for your shopping and touring pleasure.
And special events.
Yes.
If you're interested in a special event here, let us know. And, we're going to have to start thinking about maybe starting to schedule some of those. It may be a little bit out yet. The earliest we could do it this year would be fall.
But stay tuned. We will be posting and talking about options for special events. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of ideas.
We do.
But that will be coming soon.
Yes.
That is an update on what we've been doing. A new family member and a special event. It's been a busy time.
It's always busy here.
So, until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.